Just give a brief bio of Rabbeinu Yonah, whose commentary we are studying on Pirkei Avot. I just wanted to spend 1 minute just describing exactly who he was. Rabbeinu Yonah came from Spain, from Girona, Spain. He was a contemporary of the Ramban, one of the early Rishonim, a group of select giants in Torah of the 13th century, the 1200s, who lived in Spain. He was actually a cousin of the Ramban, as well as a contemporary of his, great Talmudist and a leader. Known for several of his works, besides for his commentary on Pirkei Avot, which is studying, he wrote a commentary as well on Mishlei, on Proverbs, which is very widely studied, as well as the Shaarei Tshuva, the Gates of Repentance, which is one of the classic works which is studied during Elul, on the aspects of Tshuva and repentance and the different components of repentance and what is required to do that. He's quoted several times by Tosfos in various places throughout the Gemara as well. What Rabbeinu Yonah is probably one of the things that he's most famous for is coming out against the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim. And Maimonides wrote his Mor Nevuchim and met with much opposition. Many people were hesitant to publicly oppose it for the ideas that he expressed therein, but Rabbeinu Yonah joined a small group of scholars in Spain who publicly came out against the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim, and Rabbeinu Yonah instigated a plot which was led by the local Spanish authorities to actually burn the book of the Mor Nevuchim, as well as to excommunicate those who studied it and the book itself. It was at in the exact same square where the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim was burned. Nearly 10 years later, 24 cartloads of the Gemara of the Talmud was burned on that exact same place by the authorities. And Rabbeinu Yonah understood from that a message from heaven that he had been incorrect in coming out against the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim by the fact that in the very same square where he burned that, we lost the 24 cartloads, which was handwritten manuscripts, 24 of the Gemara, which we have the Kina for on Tisha B'Av, and he set out in repentance that he was going to travel to Eretz Yisrael and beg for forgiveness from the Rambam at his kever in front of a minyan, and he composed Shaarei Tshuva, the Gates of Repentance. He wrote that sefer as part of this process. He was going to describe what's required of tshuva, of repentance, in response to that. He never did make it to Eretz Yisrael. He was held up in Barcelona, and then again in Toledo. He became the Rav in Toledo, became a great scholar there. He was well known during his years there. Every time he would give a drasha, he would quote the Rambam lovingly and with great reverence. But he died suddenly in 1263 without ever having made it to Eretz Yisrael. But he did leave us with many of his works, including Pirkei Avos, Mishlei, as I mentioned. He's also wrote in the back of the Maseches Brachos, there's a commentary to the Rif, which we have from him and his students as well. But that is one of the classic Rishonim, which we are studying of, is Rabbeinu Yonah and Pirkei Avos. Just one quick thought with the time that we have left. Continuing the first mission, which we started yesterday, the second of the three teachings that the Anshei Knesset HaGadol, the men of the Great Assembly, left us with were Ve'ha'amidu Talmidim Harbe. One should cause to rise, should stand up literally, should have many students. It's important for a person to have many students. Rabbeinu Yonah comments on this concept of having many students, that this mission in Pirkei Avot is actually taking sides on a dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, a very fascinating dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and our mission is holding like Beis Hillel. What's the dispute? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, it's quoted in the Medrash, that Beis Shammai held that a person should only teach a student who is fit, who is appropriate, who is wise, and who will become a great person. And if you don't fit those qualities, then he shouldn't be your student. But you should only choose the top, the cream of the crop. Those are the ones who you should teach. And Beis Hillel argued with those, that's not true. You should teach everybody, and anyone who wants to learn, you should teach them. Says Beis Hillel, because from the 100 that you teach, maybe 10 of them will be appropriate. And from the 10 that you have, maybe there'll be 2 will be appropriate. And from the 2 that you have, you don't know. Maybe it'll be this one, maybe it'll be that one, maybe it'll be both. And therefore, Beis Hillel says, teach everybody who you can. The more students you have, the better. It doesn't matter what quality they are, because you never know. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, in our mission of teaching us, Ve'ha'amidu Talmidim Harbe, that a person should have as many students as possible, is going according to Beis Hillel. Just take them all and teach them all as much as you can. And Rabbeinu Yonah then quotes a story that happened, an incident with Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel walked into Beis Medrash, was about to start his lecture, and he asked, he said, is everybody here today? And all the students said, yeah, we're all here. No, wait. Well, there's one guy who's not here. They said, Hakatan Shiva Kulanu, the smallest amongst us, he's not here yet. Beis Hillel says, I'm not starting until he comes, because you'll see, from he who's the smallest, you never know. And sure enough, the Medrash that he quotes says, that student, the smallest of all them, was none less than Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the one who was the smallest of them all, who eventually came to lead the Jewish people. And Beis Hillel says, that's why You teach everyone and anyone because you never know what will become, and that is the responsibility, the schutz, the merit that it has to teach it, to teach everybody and anyone, and that's what the mission teaches us. And even those of us who are not professionally teachers, believe it or not, we are all teachers, whether in our family life, in our community life, in our work life. We all have the ability to teach, and the more students that a person has, the more that a person is able to teach, the greater the merit and the greater the schut, as they still says, because one never knows where the next leader of the Jewish people will come from.